Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Julia Barr on Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Katie McLean, and I'm on Stardish Radio.
This is Jill Larson on Stardish Radio. Tune in and stay tuned. You never know who will drop by.
Hey, this is Sydney Penny, and you're listening to Stardish Radio. Stay tuned.
Hey, hey, thank you so much for joining Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Today is September 1st, 2008, Labor Day. The call-in number is 347-945-5423. Today is also Stardish Radio's six-month anniversary. I want to say thank you all for listening and keeping me on the air. I can't think of a better way to end a night other than with my guest. He came on the canvas of All My Children in 1982, was dubbed Ted the Cad Martin, and a well-deserved nickname at best, and reputation to boot. But he has since changed his ways and settled down, and I'll be damned if it's possible. His fans love him even more for it. I'm going to go over to the phones and try and find my Mr. Michael Knight. Hi, area code 718. Who do I have on the phone?
Dawn Johnson.
Hi, Dawn. Hang on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
I know who this is.
That's Mr. Tony. That's right. How you doing, John?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm playing the lottery game with the
certified Michael Knight.
Yes, I sure am. Let's see. Oh my goodness. Who else do we have here? I know who that is.
Hey.
I gotta play that Jeopardy music.
Yes, you do.
Aaliyah. I know that. So just hang on, darling.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, let's go over here to area code 561. Who do I have on the phone?
Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Hang on a second, okay?
Michelle. Okay. Hi.
Okay. Well, we're going to hang on, guys. We're waiting for Michael Knight to call in.
Oh, yeah.
And yes. So how was your weekend?
It was very good. And I've had a chance to, you know, go to the park, spend one last fling on a Labor Day weekend, and one last thing, and just get ready for the fall.
I know.
And
it's,
I said,
summer
it's
went
sad.
By extremely fast.
Yeah, you know, it's very sad because they turned off my fountain downtown today, downtown Chicago, Buckingham Fountain, especially been turned off for the year. Because they're going to renovate, they're going to have renovations, and it'll be on next spring because Chicago is one of the U.S., it's the U.S. Academy for the 2016 Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to fix the fountain so they can get it ready for the Olympic Committee next spring.
Oh, okay.
Check our city out for the 2016 Games.
Right.
So.
Wow. Well, that would be a good score for
Chicago,
city.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for Chicago, definitely. And I'm also very happy today because the city of New Orleans was spared by the brunt of Hurricane Gustav.
Yes, it was. And we all have to thank God for that because I don't think that they could have sustained another natural disaster.
A disaster like that. The storm ended up going to the southern coast of Louisiana, a little about 75 miles southwest of New Orleans, and in a small town right near the coast. So they got the worst of that. It's unfortunate for them, but fortunately for the city of New Orleans, they hardly got any rain. They only got 70-mile-an-hour winds. They had trees and power lines down. That's about it.
Right.
And you still got to pray for them. Whoever is down there, down in the area, so you're still going to pray for them. And when the storm clears, and they're going to have to rebuild anyway. So
Absolutely. They're still not done from the other one, so absolutely. Let me see who this is, Tony. Area code 609. Who do I have on the phone?
My name is Lisa.
Okay, Lisa, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Area code 815. Who am I speaking with?
Jenna.
Okay, Jenna, hold on.
Hey, Jenna, how you doing?
I'm good. What's up, Tony?
815, is that in the Chicago area?
That's about 50, 60 miles south, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know where you are, though. I like getting your calls all the time. I like hearing you.
Thank you so much.
Everybody loves Tony.
I know. I've been hearing Tony since the first time I called was for Katie McLean, dude.
It was cool. Yes. That's right.
I've talked to Katie, I talked to Natalia Livingston, Mark Lawson, and now I want to talk to Michael.
Oh, well, so do we. So let's bear here and see what the deal is, okay? Hold on.
Yep.
Wow.
All right. So, yeah, so it was a pretty uneventful weekend here in Buffalo, I have to say. They have their annual Wing Fest.
Really?
And, that was really it. We just did a lot of remodeling over the weekend. So much for not working on Labor Day, but certainly did. All weekend.
You just can settle into your new house, Joanne. So, yeah, you just got to get everything ready, you know, do the renovations, get the ready, get things all taken care of, and you get ready for wintertime, and then you can really settle down.
I know. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. So what have you heard, Tony, about this natural disaster that's supposed to be hitting Pine Valley?
Well, as far as I know, what Charles Pratt said, there's supposed to be another tornado that's supposed to hit Pine Valley sometime in October, or October heading to November sweeps. And rumors are going around that saying that two major characters are going to die. Are going to die in that tornado. And we don't know which two at this moment. We don't know which two it is. There's a lot of speculation around. And people have got their own picks of who's going to die, you know.
Right.
But we all know for a fact that's going to be two, going to be gone. And I don't want to speculate on anything myself because you never know in the world of soaps. It's very unpredictable, you know. People may think they want characters. But some people want two characters they don't like, or two very popular characters that, you know, that been there, or two characters like I hate to say the veterans. I don't want none of the veterans gone. That's not good.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I totally agree with you there. And there was speculations of it being Aiden Turner. And I really hope that's not the case.
I hope not.
Yeah, and then there was speculation of it being Dre Woods. Now, would you really care if Dre was gone, you know?
Yeah, but there also could be a possibility, also some other people possibly, too. And two names I heard running around lately is Palmer and Myrtle. That's James Mitchell and Eileen. And Eileen, what's her last name? I forgot her last name.
I can't think of it.
Eileen. Those two guys are, you know, they're getting up in age. And Eileen hasn't been in good health lately because I haven't seen her on the show pretty much lately. So they might kill her off because, you know, and that might bring a character back to town. You know, Sky Quartermain is her granddaughter.
Right.
It's her granddaughter.
Hurley,
so
Hurley.
Bring, huh?
Eileen Hurley, Brandon's calling.
Eileen Hurley. Thanks you, man. Whoever said that. Thank you. Whoever told you that. Thanks very much. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. They circulate. They may kill Myrtle off because that way they bring bring one of the old faces back to town. For Sky, because Sky is related to her.
Mhm.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of talk around that Robin Christopher, when she left General Hospital, they've been speculating she would go back to All My Children. But, you know, it might happen. It may happen. With Merle going, she may come back for a few episodes. Who knows?
Well, Charles Pratt said that some old time favorites would be coming back also.
Yeah, but we don't know who they are right now. That's the problem.
Yeah, right.
We don't know who they are. Well, I hope Sky hope to come back, but I'm hoping if they allow her to come back, I'm talking about the two, the husband and wife couple of Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos, aka Kelly, Haley and Mateo.
Yeah, I wish.
I would love to see them back. I would love to see them back. Even for holidays, I would love to see them back.
It would be nice to see them come back. And you know what? Kelly Ripa has said it over and over again that she's never been asked to come back.
Well, that's because the old regime, and Julie Cruz is still the executive producer. She never asked her to come back. Hasn't asked her to come back. She's still there, right? She's still there, right? As executive producer, right? Right. So if that and Charles Brett, if they can get together and say, hey, Kelly, we got something for you. Want to come back, consider coming back. And CJ will come back. He will come back in a minute. You know, if it was me, and if I had a story for Kelly and for Mark, I said, guys, I'm thinking about bringing him a tail back for a little bit for the October suites with the 20L and everything, come back to town, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to come back and do the show for a while? Do the show for a few months. And she would say, yeah. And she would jump at the chance. You give her a good storyline, she'll jump at the chance. You know what I mean?
Well, there's been conflicting reports that, Kelly says that on the show, on Rita, she's said it out loud that they've never asked her to come back. And in the soap mags, it's been said that they asked her to come back and she didn't want to or something like that. So there's conflicting reports about it. But I think she would do it. You know, I think that she would do it.
Yeah, I definitely think she would do it, too. Because, you know, a lot of people would love to see Kelly back on the show, even just for a few episodes. You know,
mm-hmm.
He was one of the mainstays of All My Children back in the early, mid-90s? In the 90s?
Yeah.
She was one of the mainstays on the show. I mean, why not bring her back, you know, for a few episodes at least? Why not?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Not for nothing, All My Children isn't doing all that great.
That's true. Bethany, she's not the only one should come back. Well, you know, but you know, another person that you had on back earlier this year, Julia Barr.
Yes, she's another one that needs to be brought back.
She needs to be brought back, too. Yes, Julia Barr. Brooke, what do you imagine? Brooke back in town? Ooh, what the stuff she could do. What the stuff she could do. She could put a monkey wrench in Erica's scorn side again. You know?
Absolutely.
rekindle that rivalry between her and Erica. That would be so cool.
That really would be. You know what? Erica needs somebody to battle with, you know? I mean, it looks like they're going to have her battling with Carmen, you know?
Yeah, Oprah Jack. Over Jack, and I don't understand that. Why in the world would you see they would have set it up like that? Because Erica was the one that helped Carmen get out of prison in the first place. I mean, why in the world now they have setting up that she will feud with her over Jack? I mean,
right.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know. Charles Pratt said that he was asked by Soap Opera Digest, did he see characters on the show that were being utilized and some that weren't being utilized? And he said that he saw a little bit of both, but his target is Fusion. He's going to target Fusion to be something like of an Ugly Betty. You know, he said, you got all these powerful women, you know, running this company, a woman-run company, and all they're doing is chasing after these men. You know, they're running around in romantic circles. So he's going to come in there and pin the rich girls against the, you know, the up and comer. What the heck did he call it?
The blue collar worker. I call it the blue collar worker.
Right.
Yeah,
the elderly.
Right. Babe and Amanda.
Right. So his work started airing August 27th. So
which was last
week. See it now.
you know, what he's got intended. You know, I was watching it, and it was Babe, you know, putting out this new perfume, and Amanda wanting to finance it. So it's going to be pretty damn good, I think, you know.
Yeah,
I think it's been pretty good.
Yeah, but there's one big monkey wrench in that plan, Joanne. Annie is back at Fusion, but only as a mole for Adam. Because is the one that's trying to take Fusion away from Kendall and Greenland. She was originally, now Babe and JR, now JR wanted to buy it for Babe, but now Adam is going behind both of their backs to get it from him, to get it from them.
Right.
And he's using Annie as his liaison.
Right.
And I mean, that's one way. Now it's one way to stick it to Kendall and Greenland, but to take her business away from him. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, Annie's a little psycho, and we need a little bit of psychotic in there, you know. I think I like the fact that she sees Richie in her head, you know, and I think it's going to start to get better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're making her more like like a young version of Janet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A new version of Janet. I mean, nothing to beat the real thing. Nothing against Kate Collins. You know, I love Kate Collins to death playing Janet. I really do. And I wish sometime this year, she'll probably come back this year, more likely for the holidays. But the way they're setting up Annie right now, the way they've had Annie got set up right now, is like a version, well, actually the cross between Janet and Kimberly of Melrose Place. Now, Charles Pratt was one of the creators of Melrose Place back in the day. And he created a character named Kimberly who wreaked havoc in that complex. Faking a death, faking a pregnancy, got somebody committing murder. She eventually thought she was killed, but she was not. She came back, and she caused havoc again, and eventually put in a psych ward. But Annie is, and they're making Annie almost like that. They make her a resonant cycle, you know. That way, she's gonna, you know, she still reaches in her head, and she's still trying to hold on to Ryan, even though she's claiming that Greenley is trying to get him, you know.
Right.
So she's going to do everything in her power to try to keep them, to keep Greenlee away from him, and even close to try to eliminate her in one way or another. One thing is taking away her company, for one. And if she keeps going about the Ryan, she might think about eliminate her. Now that will be very interesting to watch.
Right.
Very interesting indeed.
Yeah, but I want to know what they're doing with this little girl, with Tad's daughter. Why is she all of a sudden so against Crystal?
Wow. I can't even explain that one, Joanne.
It's like a really big. I thought I missed something. I said, man, I'm gonna have to sit back and watch all these episodes again, because why is this kid all of a sudden acting like the good son, Macaulay Culkin, in that movie, like wanting to lock Crystal out of the house and feed her poison apples and crap? So I didn't understand all that.
I don't. Well, that is kind of weird, because she was like the old, you know, all cocky and quiet and everything else, you know, when they were around each other. Now all of a sudden she's on a complete 180. So like she's locking Crystal out the house, she's feeding her poison out, she's putting voodoo dolls. I mean, I'm like, wait a minute, what is this? Oh, sweet little Kathy, why do they do this? Sweet little Kathy.
I know.
It made me want to cry. I was just about to cry. I thought I was, I'm a grown man. I was going to cry. They told you, take my Kathy, not my Kathy, not my sweet little Kathy. You.
Yeah.
When turning her like that. That makes me so angry.
Yeah, just turning that little girl into the little something or other over there.
Telling her into the little devil, telling the little version what Starman used to be over on One Life to Live.
Oh, God, remember that?
a little
shoes
pint
and a little
size. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. We all remember Star. Oh, man. You talk about the constant imaginary, thinking of ways, being scheming, devious. I mean, when she was little, she was with Kathy's age. She was devious to the core. And now she's lost that edge, pretty much lost that edge. But since she grew up. But Kathy is turning into another version of her.
Right.
And then she's plotting to get Crystal out the way because she doesn't like her. And because she wants her daddy. She only wants her daddy. She doesn't want Crystal around
her.
Yeah,
but I don't understand why they're doing that all of a sudden, you know? It's like, why? Why now?
I don't have an answer. I guess, take Joanne, I don't even have an answer to that. Maybe Charles probably have an answer to that, but I don't even have an answer to that. It just puzzles me.
Right.
I'm just puzzled by that too. It's just, but we're just gonna have to see how that develops over the next few weeks and find out.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got something to tie it into. And you know what? Not for nothing. Let them make her a little evil girl because it leaves Ted with more screen time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. With Mike, yeah, right. Put him more screen time with Mike. And Mike's on the screen the more time. And he's been pretty good. And that's one of the reasons why I watched All My Children 18 years ago when he was on the show, and he and Kitty made that combination of Tad and Nixie. That was one of the reasons I watched that show 18 years ago and Katie. Because they brought Ted and Nixie, the star-crossed lovers between the two, it's the storyline, the love story between these two is just transcends through time and everything else. All the trials, the tribulations, all the suffering they went through, all the pain they went through, all the tribulations they went through, and eventually, even in death, the love story still continued.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well. I have a feeling our guest is like off at a barbecue somewhere.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, probably is. Yeah, it's Labor Day. I mean, wait a minute. It's about 10:30 Eastern time, so barbecue should be over.
I'm curious. You know what? This is his choice of day. So, that's what I don't understand. This is The date was his choice.
That's true. Well, there's another reason we're not just celebrating tonight, Michael Knight. We're also celebrating the 6-month anniversary of Stardust Radio.
Yes, it is. 6 months on the air, and I'm very, very pleased with it. Everything has been fabulous, and you got great listeners and great actors that have been on, and it's been fabulous. It's been a fabulous ride. It's a labor of love, and there's not much more I could say about it other than that,
Well, I know a lot of people will probably echo your sentiment, Joanne, because a lot of people who've been listening since basically from the start, definitely will agree with you that this has been a labor of love for not only for us soap fans, but also for you. And it just intertwines what we do, what you do. And since I came aboard in May, that May night when I talked to Melissa Romero, I knew you had something special here. And I figured, hey, this is a good place to call in. And I'm saying, I'm going to keep calling. And then the next day and the next week I called in again when we were supposed to talk to Bree Williamson. That night, I talked to Natalia Lewis, and then we had Bree Williams, that night, and she didn't show up, and then you and I, we talked for a full hour, and that pretty much gave me a start, and I couldn't believe I said that full hour for you. I took off the phone that night with you, after I got off that hour with you, I'm like, I actually said, talk a full hour on the radio, along with Joanne, and I'm like, whoa, I think I may have found something. I may have found my niche. So I'm going to keep calling back on the show, So that's why I keep you know, whenever I get the chance, I co-host with you, you know, because you need somebody to give me the information and also do some little comedy too.
You know, it is comical, and you know what? Sometimes I don't even mind. And they're saying in the chat room, Tony, you're great. You're right, Tony is great. It's just been so the no shows that we've had. Tony has made up for them. Let's put it that way. Some of them rescheduled, some of them didn't by, you know, their management's choice. And, you know what? Whatever. I have just as much fun with Tony. You know, it doesn't have to be a celeb. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I absolutely agree. And, but like I said, it was just you and me. Well, it's you and me, but it's also a lot of other people here who also contribute too. You know, like your webmaster Georgette, she contributes. Brandon contributes when we do the one like
this. Yes, the listeners are a big part of it. You know, it's without the listeners, I wouldn't be here. Let's just leave it at that. And I'm glad that I found Blog Talk. And I have to credit Buzzworthy Radio, who's in the chat room now, because
yes.
Buzzworthy Radio was the first show that I ever heard on Blog Talk Radio. And if it wasn't for them,
right?
You know,
you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be here right now.
That's right.
You got to get props to Novell and Matthew for their efforts too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
For their show and also shows like you and also the shows over with our friends Ryan and Jen over in the Zone and others that follow them, it just makes it worthwhile what internet radio is a big part of. It's a big part of our society, and it's not going away anytime soon.
No, I'm not going away. Are you kidding me? You just can't get rid of me.
Well, since Michael's not going to be on tonight, well, you know what I got an idea, Julian? I think we should open up the phone lines and talk to some of the listeners and get their favorite interview that they
absolutely. Let's go over here. You're absolutely right. And this young lady right here, Aaliyah, she's been on hold since 9:45 waiting to talk to Michael. She's Michael's biggest fan, bar none. And what I love the best about it is that she's not even 20, right, Aaliyah?
That's absolutely correct. Been a fan of his since I was about 7 years old, and that's 10 years ago.
Wow.
He's always been my favorite ever since I started watching. Was Tad and David were my favorite, and then they kind of destroyed David's character, and it became Tad. And I've been going to fan events, and he's really sweet to fans. He's usually late, so I'm not really that surprised.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
He's outside the studio all the time, and he's an hour to an hour and a half late for his calls, so
uh-oh.
I'm not completely surprised. But
okay. Well, you were with me when Katie McLean was late, too, and we had to reschedule her also, remember?
Yeah, I was on there. I was also 15 minutes early for that call, too.
That's right, you were. Hang on 1 second, Aaliyah. Hang on. Who do I have on the line?
Hey, it's Novell.
Hey, Novell.
Hey, Novell, what's going on, buddy?
How are you?
I'm doing good, man.
I couldn't believe that Tony was on the phone. I was like, that's my boy.
That's right, Novell.
That's awesome. How are you guys tonight?
Oh, we're fine.
We're doing fine. We're doing fine, Novell.
That's
you guys,
cool.
I see you guys taking a break from your show for this week or 2 weeks.
Thank God. I got so much sleep. It was unbelievable. And I saw that Joanne had on Michael tonight. I was like, oh yes, I gotta go to Joanne's show. I have to come tonight.
And he's probably sleeping somewhere now.
Or he's probably actually going to show up an hour to an hour and a half late, like the other caller just said.
Like Aaliyah said, yes, and then he'll be really in trouble because there won't be nobody here.
No one will be here. But I saw your pictures. I saw your pictures today, and you were in New York last month. And
yes.
Oh, how was that? First of all.
Oh, it was fabulous. I paired up with Georgette. We met in the city. And I'm from Yonkers, and that's where I stayed. And we went, you know, to One Life to Live, and we went to Forbes March's event. We went to Katherine Hicklin's event, which is where I got to speak to Michael. And that's where he essentially agreed to do the show. And it was just fabulous. One Life to Live studios are awesome. The I can't say enough about the cast of One Life to Live, honestly.
Oh.
They are extremely accessible and willing to speak to fans, and they were just fabulous.
Yes, because I'm actually supposed to go there this month, actually. So I wanted to know what was that like, because I saw you were there. So I wanted to know, how was the studio? Like, was it big? Was it small? Was it?
You can't go in the studio.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't let you go inside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they don't let you inside. I met Ron Carlovati, and I was told that since September 11th, they were very, very strict on studio tours and all that stuff.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they don't let you inside, I guess, unless you got the golden ticket from Willy Wonka. But I didn't have one of those this time around. You know,
oh. So,
but that's all right. I still saw everybody. I didn't need to get inside for that.
That's really good.
Yeah,
that's
you
really
still see everybody. And for the most part, I can't say that anybody didn't stop, you know, and they were just very receptive to the people, because it was fan club. It was, you know, ABC's up there fan club weekend, and for All My Children and One Life to Live. So there was a lot of fans around, and they really were very gracious.
That's really, really cool.
I can't
wait to go. That's gonna be really fun. And
yeah,
if you're going, if any of you are going on the sub cruise in January, I hope to see you. I will be there.
Mm. Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. But I'll definitely be at Super Soap. No.
Oh, you will be going to Super Soap.
Let
you know how that is too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Definitely going to Super Soap, but the cruise is just a little bit too much right now.
Yeah, it is a lot of money, but it's if you have it, it's one of the best trips ever. I'll be honest, though, Carnival did suck. It was a sucky cruise line. I'm not ashamed to admit it.
Really?
It's horrible. If you ever are going on Carnival, if you're going, let's put it this way. If you're going on the one in March, don't go, because Carnival is the worst thing ever. It's awful.
I think you're referring to the Rock the Sub cruise, Novell?
Yes.
Mm.
Okay, well.
Yeah, and it's really expensive.
Yes, sure is.
$1,000 for the cheapest room is $1,035. I mean,
yeah, and you're on the bottom floor.
Yeah, on the bottom floor. I mean, it says that it's 700 and something if you have like more than one person in your room. But that doesn't include ports and gratuities and all that stuff. Once that stuff is added, then it comes up to $1,000. That's not cool. And this is an inside cabin.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, no windows and nothing. You're underwater.
Oh, yeah. You got to have an ocean view if you're going on one of those things. So,
mm-hmm.
Am I really going to get sued? I don't care. I'm
Brandon.
I don't care. Carnival is awful, so, you know. That's
and I think the cruise is only, what, 3 or 4 days or five days?
Yeah, it's March 20th to March 23rd.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 days for $1,000, Linda. It's ridiculous. That's a lot of money for nothing. No, it's for 3 days, not five.
It's for 3 days, yeah.
Yeah, for that.
I agree with you. The price is not bad for 5 days, but it's for three, so.
Yeah, five days.
It'd be different. So I would go, but aside from the fact that it's expensive and I don't like the ship, that's not me going. You know, I'm going on something that's for 4 days for $1,000, but, you know.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a lot of money for 3 days, and I mean, for that, you could go to the friggin' Bahamas, you know, for cheaper than that, you could go to the Bahamas for 3 days. Mm-hmm. It's really like no big deal.
Not even counting the airfare, so.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The airfare out of it. And when I called in, you guys were talking about All My Children, and I have yet to see Charles Pratt's first day of his writing. What did you guys think of it if you did watch it?
August 27th was, what day was that, Thursday?
Yeah, it was last Thursday.
Okay, I didn't watch it yet. I just started watching it a little while ago, but I turned it off. But if it's a lead-in from the day before, then so far I'm liking what I see. I like his ideas of getting Fusion, you know, up and running into a productive business instead of, you know, you see the same four people in the office. Those four people don't run the office, you know. It's there's no employees.
Right.
You know?
Basically just four of them and hardly nobody else there. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
you can't run a company like that with just four people. You got to have more than that. You got to see more employees roaming around, and that's what Charles Pratt is going to do with Fusion. But is doing with Fusion right now. He's making it like a situation there to have the power play with the spoil brats, with Kendall and Greeny going against Amanda and Bate. But there's one integrity to that whole race, Novell, is Adam. He's the one that's behind the scenes take Fusion away from all of them. And that includes Babe. Because Babe wanted JR to buy it for her, okay? But Adam is doing like and run around that to steal the business away from both of them.
Right.
Right. I saw that. I did see that. And that's really good that Adam's getting back into his old roots. Basically on the show, you know, he had a lot of entrepreneurial stuff that he used to do previously, and it's wonderful that they're getting back to that. And I'm not sure if you guys have heard, if you had, I want your opinions on this. They're going to have their second tornado in the fall.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned that earlier in the bill. Yeah, I actually mentioned that that they're going to have a second tornado in October, heading into November sweeps. And I think two major characters are supposed to die. Now, there's speculation going around who's going to die, you know?
Yeah.
Majority are saying Babe, which would not make me upset. I mean, I love Amanda Baker. Don't get me wrong. I do. But ever since Alexa Havens left, there was no point in having Babe on the show because it just seems like they don't have anything for her. So I would not actually mind if Babe was gone.
Well, you know what, though? I don't think that they are going to get rid of Babe because of this whole Fusion thing.
Okay.
You know,
right.
she's there with her heels up on Kendall's desk. She wants that company. So I don't think they're going to get rid of her.
Yeah, a lot of names are thrown. I told you about the Babe and Crystal are throwing names. A's name's been thrown around. Ames' name's been thrown around. And even some
Myrtle was being thrown around.
Myrtle's being thrown around because the actress who played Eileen hasn't been on the show that much back and forth these days. Same for James Mitchell, who plays Palmer. He hasn't been on the show much lately. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people saying those two could be the ones gone.
Well, if you saw last week's episodes where it showed, what's her name, Carmen and
Carmen.
Randy going to a boutique saying, oh, don't you remember this was, you know, what did they call her? They didn't call her Myrtle. They called her something else, a totally different name. You know, this used to be her shop, and she used to let us come in and try things on. She was so sweet, but she just up and retired and, you know, like that. So, I don't know. So that caught my ear when they did that. So Myrtle's shop is no longer there. So it may very well be her. She hasn't been on the screen in a hot minute for a while.
Like almost a year, maybe.
Possibly. I don't even think she came around when Susan Lucci went to jail.
When Erica went to jail. Yeah, when Erica went to prison. And yeah, you hardly saw Myrtle at all. And
which is unusual.
Biggest, and outside of Opal, she's one of her biggest supporters, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
and you barely saw her. And she's also, but she's also the voice of reason around Zach. Around Zach,
yes,
too, every time
right.
he does something crazy. So she's always the voice of reason trying to convince him, trying to talk him down for what he's doing and make him think a little bit of what he's trying to do. And then eventually
right.
he does the right thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. I mean, Michael Knight might not be here, but in his words, it was, please hang in there. Things are going to get better. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's what he said to me and the other fans. So, you know, you just got to hang in there. I mean, I love the fact that, you know, he's going to have more screen time because of this whatever story he's got going on with Kathy, Kate, whatever. You know, they're making her out to be like the little good son, good daughter, however you want to call it. I mean, did anybody see that movie with Macaulay Culkin where he played the good son? Linda, I
yes.
know you know what I'm talking about. He played the good son with Elijah Wood. And he was actually very evil, and it seems like that's the way they're hinting with her. And it'll keep him on the screen, and that's what we want. You know, I would like to see them bring a lot more back. I honestly would not be hurt if the character Dre was gone.
What purpose does he have, really?
Absolutely
none.
Absolutely nothing. Since Cassandra went back to Paris.
That's true.
Yeah.
So he's basically got nothing left. He's got no use now. So he might be the one that's probably dies in the tornado. Who knows? But yeah, his storyline time has been severely cut because of Cassandra's departure back to France. Because you know Cassandra wanted to go back because she couldn't stand what Jesse did by arrest.
Right.
But he was trying to protect her from being, you know, sent to prison. But she didn't. But she thought she. But she thinks that Jesse did that on purpose because she doesn't love her, like her father Jacob does, and she still hated him. So that's why she wanted to go back to her dad and get away
right.
from Jesse.
Well, it looks as if Jesse found out that, you know, the kids didn't kill him, so whatever. Yaya DaCosta left the show a while ago. She's been done with her stint on All My Children for a while now, and I don't think there's any plans on bringing her back in.
No, absolutely not. No. Anyway,
I
want to switch
gears. I am excited.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I am excited, though, that this story will bring back David. And quite possibly with the huge rumors going around that Robin Christopher will come back to AMC as Sky.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I would love for that to happen if she comes back to AMC, especially with Charles Pratt writing the show. It will be a nice fit for her to come on back to the show. And it's very interesting that this is actually Susan Lucci's first tornado experience since she wasn't in the first one. That's a little trivia for you guys. She wasn't
mm-hmm.
in the first one in 1994. And she
yeah.
took time off because Frances Heflin, rest in peace, passed away that year, and she was very, very distraught over that. So she was away because of that. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with her during this. I'm hoping that it puts like people together in strange situations or stuff like that, finding out whatever happens. Like it'll lead a story from that, from somewhere. You know, it'll start
mm-hmm.
to think of a new story from that. So yeah. I'm crossing my fingers that's what's going to happen instead of just being a sweep stunt. Just a sweep stunt, basically.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, what's the deal with P.B. Cortland also, which I also met him in New York. Daniel Kennedy is
Daniel
his name.
Daniel Kennedy, yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
he was the sweetest guy you ever would meet. He's a kid. He goes to Juilliard. You know, Georgette told me that the day before I met him, there was a bunch of people sitting on the stairs, and he was like, oh my gosh, I have my first fans ever. It was really cute. And then the next day, he saw everybody and he started running. It was just so cute. I really like him. I hope that they do something with him. I like to see them do something with the children of the vets. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they have to have offspring somewhere. The vets can't last forever. So do something with those people. You know? That's what I say.
Absolutely.
That's what I say. So let me see here.
Yeah,
what?
Put him with Colby, maybe?
You know what? Why not? You know, and stir up the Cortland Chandler dynamic. Maybe Palmer Cortland will die. And if he does, then maybe that's what they should do. You know, who knows?
Yeah,
Let me see who this is, Tony. Wait a minute. Hi, area code 347. Who do I have on the phone? Hello?
Yeah, Azalea?
Caller.
Hello?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, hi. I get to talk to Michael Knight?
Oh, okay. He hasn't called in yet. I'm going to put you back on hold, though, okay?
All right, so can I think of a question? Because I don't have a question yet.
Just sit there and hold on. It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because unfortunately, at this time, I really don't think he's calling in because it's past that 30-minute mark. And like I said, he's probably over in some kind of barbecue that ran late.
Oh, he's probably too tired for eating barbecue.
He might have fell asleep, you know.
Fell asleep after eating all that food. I really did want to ask him about, because I love how he always would talk about, if you ever come to his house and you stay, be in pajamas. Bring pajamas with you. Like, if you're going to lounge in his house, always have your pajamas with you and just relax in your PJs. I love that. I love that. That's awesome.
Well, you know, Catherine Hicklin during their marriage, anyhow, called him Hef because of his collection of pajamas with his monograms on them.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
So,
you know what, though? At her event, and her fabulous photographer is in the chat room, and she takes some friggin' amazing pictures. And, yes, I'm sorry, Jenna, you're right. Aaliyah was right. He is just always late, and at this point in another, he's probably going to be so late that when he calls in, we'll be gone. But at Catherine's event, they auctioned off a lot of stuff, a lunch with Michael Knight. I'm sorry, not a lunch, a dinner. A dinner with him and Kat. And it went for $500. And so that lucky lady is definitely going to have a fantastic evening with Catherine and Michael. And I won the shirt, okay, the shirt that Michael Knight wore when he accepted his 2001 Emmy.
No.
And he signed it, and I got a certificate of what that authenticity with it, too. I was very, very pleased. It's so corny, I know, but it was cute.
Freaking amazing.
Frame it. That's all. Frame it.
Oh, gosh. Oh, absolutely. They auctioned off Susan Lucci's bag and Kendall's necklace. It was a really great time. Catherine Hicklin definitely knows how to put on an event. She was fabulous. She had a magician going to every table, you know, doing tricks, and it was just, I can't say enough.
It was a knife of magic. It was a knife of magic and what's it called?
It's certainly mystical magic. Mystical magic.
I'm going to be rooting for Susan Lucci this season on Dancing with the Stars, and probably
absolutely.
My first time ever voting for somebody besides Monica in the first season. But I will be voting for Susan on Dancing with the Stars, and I hope you will too.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely vote for Susan Lucci.
Oh, no question. Get the word out already. Get both on Lucci on Dancing with the Stars.
You know what, though? I mean, she's got a lot of fans, but you got to look at the lineup. I bet you any amount of money that Kim Kardashian is definitely going to pull it out.
Oh, I agree with that, too. Oh,
the
no,
vote.
I,
Kim Kardashian,
oh.
Tony
even,
Braxton.
Even with the bad foot, she will, yeah, she's made me up, but look out. She might pull it off.
Right.
I want to see. You know what I want to see? I want to see her and Susan in the final. That will be the ultimate battle right there, Blake.
Right, right. Well, you know what? Susan is. She's very petite, and you know, you got Toni Braxton in there. You got Kim Kardashian and a few others. So I think Susan will definitely have a run for her money, but if they play it out the same way that they did it with Cameron, you know, and coincide it with Super Soap Weekend,
There's
a possibility that Susan would probably do a performance on stage, because Cameron did that when he was on Dancing with the Stars. I'm sure ABC is definitely going to go for that, to do that in the street jam.
Yeah, I think that's definitely they might happen. You know, would Susan coincide with her appearance on Dancing with the Stars? Yeah, she might make an appearance at Super Weekend doing the dance with her partner.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, that would be pretty cool.
But by she's still in the competition at the time.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know. Well, I don't even think it would matter if she's in the competition, because really, I mean, Cameron was really, really good and he made it far, but I still think that they would have brought him an editor to Super Soap Weekend, because it was the following week, I believe, that he got booted off.
He did that on the cruise, actually. That week he got booted off. He actually showed up 2 days late because of it.
Yes.
Plus, he had a film with Alicia Minshew. They film every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at the time. Because when he was Dancing with the Stars, that was the only time they could film their scenes. And if he were to go on to the next round, at the time, he was not going to show, and Jacob Young was initially supposed to take his place. But he got booted off at that same time, so he wound up showing up with Alicia on Saturday. And he wound up doing some routines on stage from when he was on the show. And he said that one of the outfits that he wore was actually so tight, he had to have it cut off of his body.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, are you kidding me? Wow.
No.
Huh. That's pretty intense. Pretty tight costume there, Cameron. But it probably revealed a lot more than what he wanted.
a little, too much information there.
You know, it was probably. Well, I met him when I met him at Super Soap before, but I met him when I was there in New York, because Georgette and I actually walked over to All My Children at one point, which really, you know what? It's, as she put it so wonderfully, it's feast or famine over there. And it's, like, you could sit there seriously for 3 hours and never see anybody, because All My Children has so many different entrances as to One Life to Live doesn't. So if they don't feel like being bothered, they have another way to escape. And it just happened that this one day that we went, we got a nice rush of people, and Cameron was walking down the street, and he just looked so damn tired. It was he really did, and it was early in the afternoon, and he was coming back from filming Good Morning America, and then I saw it the next day, Good Morning America, that he did. He was all over Manhattan. I mean, all over Manhattan they had him going, so I could see why this man is tired. I truly believe he's like the next Ryan Seacrest. He's going to be in everything.
If he's not already, I mean, he's very big, you know, doing that show that he does in Canada. Everything else that he's doing back here in the States, I think he's going to go very far if he hasn't gone far already.
Right. Well, I think I don't think he's gone as far as he can go, but he's definitely up there, you know. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to say to everybody that's still in the chat room, this was a confirmed interview, and the date was chosen by Mr. Michael Knight. And as Miss Aaliyah has said to us, that he's always late, and in this case, he's so late, we'll be gone, right, Aaliyah?
Yep.
So we'll just have to do what we did with Katie McClain and definitely reschedule him. You know, I mean, I'm sure he'll do it. He was very, very interested in doing the show when we spoke about it. So I have no doubt that he'll be, you know, he'll definitely come on. I thought Labor Day would have been an issue, but he actually said it worked out better for him. So he probably fell asleep. That's exactly what happened with Katie McClain. She fell asleep. She set her alarm. She didn't hear it, and that was it. So I think it's just a matter of that. And you know what? That's what happens on live radio. And
that's
we
true.
Get to sit here and BS, and that's all right. I'm not worried about it.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Michael will be back on a day. So whenever he gets free, you know, he'll be back on the show, and then we'll definitely do it for real. So it's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And good thing to him for missing this one.
Oh, you know, we'll just have to keep him on an extra 30 minutes. Superpost is saying maybe he's out with Susan. Where would he go with Susan? Poster. Where would he go?
Where would he go, SP?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Tad and Dixie fell asleep. They did. That's right. Super Poster posted the wrong
11.
Time. So maybe he did that.
Oh, that would be funny. That would be funny if he showed up at 11 o'clock and the show had just ended.
Yeah,
I've actually had people do that, and every time they did, they were like, I thought we were supposed to be on an hour later. I was like, no, an hour earlier, no. So then we have to reschedule.
Yeah, so whatever. I mean, it happens. I'm not worrying about it.
Mm.
You know, BS happens. But you know what? We get to sit and hang out and talk with people. He's clubbing with Kumar. Kumar's interview was freaking hysterical. There was so much background noise in Kumar's interview. It was like, you know, people were like, hey, there's Kumar or Antonio from One Life to Live. It was pretty hysterical.
Where did he call from? Was he like outside?
Yeah, he was definitely outside.
Yeah,
he's definitely. I mean, we heard every siren that was happening in Manhattan that night. Actually, in the Bronx that night. So yeah.
Every siren, every train noise on the bus stop.
Oh yeah. There was no getting away from that.
If they're not outside, then they are in their car doing the interviews, right, Tony?
Basically, yes.
Yeah, this is true. Truthfully, though, I only had one guest who was ever in the car, so, and that was Jennifer Behrens, and she was in the car for a little bit, and she had her kid with her, and that, I think that was the only one.
Oh,
they're asking
what?
Me in the chat room to make it longer. You can't, you know, once you schedule that time in, it goes into archives, and for some reason, Blog Talk, how?
If you go into your account and go into your segments, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And go into the segment that you have on now, what is it, the upcoming segments part?
Yeah.
And go to your Michael E. Knight one and hit edit.
Oh, and they're going to let me put on an extra 30 minutes. That's all I'm going to do. Mm-mm, wait a minute.
They won't, or
no, I said I'm going to say, wait a minute, I'll see if they do, because we only have 1 minute left, and then if I don't do it fast enough.
Yeah, you got to do it in time.
You got just about 1 minute.
Let me see. No. Just a minute. Let me see, people. Let me see.
Fingers crossed.
Oh, come on. Okay, well, it did it, so we got an extra 30 minutes, I believe.
Gonna wear the Hallmark. Woohoo!
Awesome.
I think we got an extra 30 minutes, so we'll see what happens. But in the meantime, getting back to what you were saying.
Which
me?
Yes.
Or Tony. Who's talking? Tony.
Okay. Oh man, I forgot how I was gonna say. I forgot what I was gonna say.
Oh,
we were still in tune, yeah.
I saw what's all into. I wanted to talk about the situation right now with on All My Children right now with this little triangle of bone between Amanda, Taylor, and Jake. What do you guys think of it?
I really haven't caught on to this new Taylor girl yet. So I really don't feel anything for her. I wish they would just give Chrishell something.
Yeah, and no. It was better when you just had, you know, Amanda and Jake. You know, it would be just everything. Now you have Taylor in the mix too. I mean, what is that about? I know she's supposed to be a Rocky War banner, a war person coming back from the war, but now she's hurt her foot. She can't go back to Iraq, and now she's. And now she's stuck in Pine Valley for a while, and now she's hanging out with Jake at the old apartment. Now she sees Jake around here, and now she sees Jake with Amanda kissing on me. And now she's getting a little jealous of Amanda now.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's with Jake. So I think she might probably faked that injury. You know that injury? She didn't exactly fake the injury, but she went down. And Amanda asked her to come live with her on her yacht.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah. Raymond also brought up a good point, too, because, you know, they're trying to put people together, and they have, like, past chemistry in other shows. You know, I've been a fan of Beth Ehlers when she was on Guiding Light as Harley, and, you know, Ricky Paul Golden when he was on Guiding Light as Gus, and, you know, they're trying to put those two together because, you know, they feel that they have some sort of more of a story that those two together can portray, but I just don't like this character. I'm not feeling this character. I'm like, what is the deal with this character? What's the purpose for her except to get Ricky and Beth close to each other again? I absolutely don't see anything to this character, and I pretty much like the Amanda Jake thing that's going on. I'm a huge fan of it, and like someone said in the room, Jade, I believe, said that Chrishell has so much potential.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
She really does.
Absolutely. And that's our good friend, Chrishell, too, because, you know, we know her very well. And the interviews that we had, my first interview on Internet Radio was entitled, What's on Buzzway with Chrishell, back in March.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, and we, of course, Joanne, you recently had your boyfriend recently, Grand Bun, most recently.
Yes, I did. Grandbun, you know what, Tony, hang on a second, because I have Georgette on the line, and she's got something to tell me here. Georgette, what's going on? Georgette? Hello?
There.
I know she's there.
Hello?
Come on, Georgette.
She's here. I know she is. I can hear her typing.
Come on. You know you're there.
All right. What are you doing? I'm telling you, I got to download the Jeopardy thing.
So, yeah, so.
I got to do that for my show, too. That's a shame.
I'm telling you. Oh, my
God. I hear someone typing.
It's Georgette.
Georgette, pick up the phone, love.
Pick up the phone.
Answer your damn phone.
Jesus, what is it about the people on this phone? Nobody wants to call into my show.
That Tony impersonation when he just said answer the damn phone. Just made me think of that Leanna Love promo from The Young and Restless back in the 80s. She said that. Oh, that was hysterical. I love that promo. It's on YouTube. You got to find it.
What is it?
Holy cow.
It's this old Young and the Restless promo from 1988. Barbara Crampton played Leanna Love. And in this promo, she basically just shouted into the phone. There was a part in the promo where she said, "Answer the damn phone," which was what Tony just did, and I just immediately just flashed back to that. Oh my god!
Oh. Oh, gosh, she's right.
I didn't really mean
to
do
that. What is he doing here? Georgette, I have you on the phone. Where the heck are you?
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, there
you go. Holy cow.
Hey, Georgette.
Hey, wait, I have a question. Why does everybody want me on the phone? What's going on? What happened?
I said that Georgette has something to tell me, so where is she?
Okay, I'm on the phone. Michael's manager just called me and wants to apologize to everyone. Sorry, he flew to North Carolina to visit his parents because of the Hurricane Gustave, whatever his name is, and he went see them, and then he went to go visit them, and all the power lines and stuff like that, he couldn't get cell phone service, so he couldn't call. He's been trying to call for a half an hour now. He's stuck in North Carolina right now and trying to get back to New York because he has to work tomorrow, and he doesn't think he's going to even be able to get back to New York tomorrow to go to work. So he apologizes to everyone. He will call and reschedule. He did not mean that to happen, but this whole thing of visiting his parents was kind of the last minute because of the whole hurricane situation and everything.
Right.
He apologized to everyone.
Well, actually, Gustav didn't even come near the Carolinas. It was over mainly over in Louisiana. And it just missed New Orleans, by the way, by about 75 miles.
Oh,
it hit the southern coast of Louisiana, but way from New Orleans.
Well, the East Coast is experiencing remnants of Hannah. And Georgette, you're on the East Coast, and you're in Florida, and Linda's in Florida. So they've been getting tons and tons of rain down there.
Oh, yeah, right now, torrential downpour right now, outside.
Yeah, it's a possibility that tropical storm Hannah could become a hurricane later this week and may reach the eastern seaboard by the end of the week, by the southeastern seaboard, by Georgia and Carolina and South Carolina by the end of the week.
Yeah, so, I mean, I believe it. It's just, you know, it is what it is. And like I said, I'm not stressing, you know, shit happens. And that's just is what I'm going to say, you know.
She apologized profusely, and so did he. He feels really bad, but he said he will call in and make it up to everyone. And I said,
look at that. I'm
going to
make him stand for 2 hours now.
2 hours? Oh, my God. Oh, jeez.
I feel so bad for him now. You're going to cry.
Yes.
I'm going to cry.
He wanted to go see his parents, poor guy, and that's what happened.
Well, you know what? Look,
like
my parents
said,
came
like
to
said,
see me, and they
well,
got
like,
away from it. So, yeah, I believe it.
Well, like you said, shit happens. You know, not everybody, you can't do everything about it. Get over it. Move on with your life. We'll reschedule.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And parents and family come way before a radio show. Give me a break.
Absolutely. You know what? It's so true.
Absolutely.
It's not. I mean, because you know what? You know he'll come on.
Oh, he will. And he was so excited, too, she said. So that means that we're going to be rearing up for next time he comes on. Sweet.
That's right.
Sweet indeed.
But anyways.
Just remember, when everybody sees me post when he's going to be rescheduled, just remember to call in and don't be shied away because he missed this one. Because I think some people do get like that. They're like, you didn't show up this time. You ain't going to show up next time.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that because,
they
do come back. It's, you know, nonsense to think that they won't. And when Georgette, you were there, and Michael was very excited about doing the show. He thought it was a fabulous idea.
He loved it. He thought it was a great idea, and he wanted to get the rest of his co-stars involved with it too, he said.
They love talking about this stuff with their coworkers. They will, as soon as they hear about this idea, they'll get everybody else into it.
His big thing was, and Georgette, I'm right, he said, all my children needs all the help he can get. So he would love to do that.
Yeah, he wants support, and he wants to get the rest of his co-stars involved because he said right now we're hurting and we need all the support we can get. So hopefully we'll get some more AMCers on from that way. Definitely going to get Danny Kennedy on. Love him.
Oh, yeah,
so
he was fabulous.
Hey, who did you say?
Daniel Kennedy, Petey Courtland.
Oh, okay.
He rocks. He's so cool. He's the funniest kid ever. And he's just like, he's so energetic and so excited, and he just loves the pin. And you know what? You don't see that anymore.
Oh, no. I'm thinking, Georgia, you were sitting there, and he said, he started running down, like slow motion, running down the aisleway.
Running all the way down to the stairs.
So I jumped up and I started running towards him. And, like, you know, anybody that knows me knows if I run, I get a black eye real fast. He was just like, oh, my God. It was hysterical. And then when he says, oh, so are you coming to the luncheon tomorrow? And I was like, no. He's like, why? I was like, because it's just too damn much money. You know, what was it?
Oh, you have to, and then he goes, oh, you have to pay?
He had no idea you had to pay to go to the luncheon. And when I told him how much it was, he's like, oh, fuck that. I'll never do that. I was like,
he did. It was the funniest thing ever. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was hysterical.
Oh,
he really was. That's but, yeah, so he'll be on. He when I told him about the show, he's like, here we go. Yeah, he was all psyched and ready to do it. My fans. He was just hysterical.
You would have made videos
of
that.
He was so excited about everything.
Oh, I know. But you know what, though? ABC is so particular about who's outside their studios. I mean, there's a security guard, my favorite security guard.
Will Smith.
That's his name, Will Smith. There's a picture of him and me on the site. And Georgette had her suitcase with her. He's like, you got a bomb in that thing? I was like, they sent me out here to ask if you had a bomb in that suitcase.
I was like, you want to look in there, B? More the merrier. Look inside. I said, that thing is freaking heavy as hell. Look in there. There's definitely no bomb in there. He's like, I don't know about that. And he bugged me for at least, how long was it, Joy? Like 10 minutes.
A long time.
Like, dude, open the damn suitcase and look inside. No, the AMC security guards, and over, especially at One Life, they're really particular about where you're sitting, where you're going. You can only sit on one side of the stairs, and you can't block. It's, like, ridiculous. And I'm like, dude, we're just chilling outside.
What's
we're not
freaking
bothering
Fort Knox over there? What's
please.
Freaking Fort Knox there, you know?
Oh, please.
No,
it was
Will
hysterical.
Smith, Will Smith was really nice compared to some of the other guards I've had to deal with before.
Mm.
Yeah,
you know, it's, One Life to Live is pretty decent. You know, they're not bad. You know, they're just doing their job. There's just nowhere. All My Children is set up differently where people can sit on the stairs, whereas One Life to Live you really can't because the actors do run in and out all day long, you know. So that's how you could, you know, get to see everybody. And you definitely, I mean, when we were there, Georgette, we really lucked out with a lot of people coming in and out, and
we've had some funny times when we're out there. Fun times.
And you know what, though, and they're talking about this in the chat room. Alicia Minshew, it's not settled that she might be leaving, possibly.
It's looking like it's the same route when Renee Goldsberry left. That's
it's like
that's
it's at a standstill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it'll be, most people think, well, I think it'll probably be, I don't know what would happen if Alicia left the show. It would be probably devastating to the fans, to the legions of fans who love Kendall very much. And it could be a detriment to the show.
Yeah.
Especially with the character with her and Zach, and Zach is the super couple, put the super couple on the show.
Yeah, but I agree with what Brandon just said. If she leaves, maybe we could get some balance back. Hey, freaking men! Thank you, Jesus.
Who said it?
The
I'm
old
sorry,
Kendall
Brandon,
hour
you...
has gotten extremely tiresome. I love Brandon. I love
Brandon. I couldn't agree with you more. Reach it on. Thank you. That's what I can watch.
You...
It's all about Kendall and Zach and Greenlee and Aiden. Get the hell over it and move on.
Yeah, in a way, I agree with you there. You've been basically the Kendall, Zach, the Aiden, Greenlee, Ryan, Andy show, basically. Screw this, okay? Give me some other characters to watch, for God's sake.
If I really told you about how I felt, we'd be in bad business.
Sarah Michelle Gellar ain't coming back. There's no way.
Hell no.
Once we bring her back,
then it'll basically be the forefront of basically going, Erica and Kendall are fighting every day. Now, mind you, I wouldn't mind seeing Erica on my screen all the time, but then again, it'll still be the Kendall hour. So.
Oh, my God. Who cares about Erica and freaking Kendall? First of all, okay, I'm not going to even talk because I'm getting so much trouble if I talk about AMC.
I've got
major issues with that show.
Wait,
Sarah Michelle Gellar back on the show is like saying Vanessa Marcel is coming back to GH.
Where's she going? She's doing that, dude.
Oh, my God.
You know what? And I'll tell you what. And speaking of Vanessa Marcel, thanks for bringing that up, George Chan. Vanessa Marcel just got a recurring role on the NBC series Lipstick Jungle.
She did?
Yes. She's not coming back to GH right away. Oh, no. She's got a recurring role on that show this fall. She's going to be in 6 episodes, I think, starting in October.
Oh. Yeah.
Just like Steve Burton said, she's not coming back. Get the hell over it. That's his exact word.
That's right. Forget you, Brenda fans. Forget about coming back to GH,
you
man.
You know what?
Vanessa's
not for nothing. Soap Opera Digest and ABC Soaps and Death and Soap Opera Weekly and all these other soap rags really, seriously need to stop putting her picture up on the front page thinking, you know,
hey, freaking
people
bad
to buy
that.
Magazine.
But you know, Marcel's not coming back to GH. Get over it all the freaking
exactly.
right now, okay?
People will buy the magazine.
That's it. And you know what? Do what I do. Stand in the grocery line and walk around with it while you're shopping and then put it back when you're done. Because that's what I do.
I buy soaps and nets every other week.
No, I read them all.
I read it, put it back. I don't take it home. Read it, put it back, whatever.
I read it and put it back.
I buy soaps and nets every week.
If it's something that I need, I'll buy it. But if not, I just read it while I'm shopping. I learned that trick from my mother. Huh?
I heard from someone this week the Forbes event's going to be covered in this week's Soaps and Depth, so I'll be buying that. And, like, the past 2 weeks, the GH events have been covered, and I've been in the GH weekend events. I was in the magazine
actually
3 times.
Is it this week they're
going to be in? Yeah, this coming week when the magazine comes back out again. It'll come back out this week because it came out new last week with Jeannie and Julie Berman on the front. So it should be coming out sometime this week. So the whole AMC One Life junk is going to be in this week's issue. And I don't know if they're going to do it on to the week after because there's so much stuff to cover, like everybody's events. Because GH Weekend, they stretched it for 2 magazines instead of 1 because there are 27 freaking events. That's why.
Nice.
It might seem that way, right? Right? Because you were there, right, Georgia?
I was there. It was, oh, my God, it was horrendous. It's a lot of people. Are you kidding me? I mean, a lot of events. Holy moly.
Jenna, they could make it longer. Are you kidding me? How much longer could you possibly stand for that? I mean, everything she wants to make longer. Make the show longer. Make the events longer. Not for nothing, I really think that the East Coast do not get repped the way that the West Coast does, and I'll tell you right now, since I've done this show, I mean, up until my interview with Graham Bunn, Megan Ward was the most popular character, and she was the highest-rated downloaded show. And and General Hospital are definitely, their fans are so much different from All My Children and One Life to Live. I don't know what it is, but when you have a GH person on your show, and you can attest to this, Neville, that your chat room will fill up with hundreds of people.
Oh, my God. It's terrible. Terrible
but
in a good way.
But, yeah, it is. But then when you get somebody from another show, it's not as much.
I'm noticing, though, with not just General Hospital, but As the World Turns is pretty big, too. But that's only because of Van Hanses and Jake Silberman.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I love the two actors, they're great. I love talking to them. They're awesome. But it seems like if you have, like, it's just like basically that show pertaining to people who surround those two characters and their storyline on your show, and basically everyone from General Hospital, that's when you get the big stuff. It's probably only like maybe like one actor or actress from one show that will appear on your show, like, let's just say, out of the blue. All right. I had on Tom Pelfrey. You know, just that one character, that one guy. I had Tom Pelfrey on. Do you realize my chat got up to 150 people just for him?
Wow.
And had over 428 live listeners with 1,900 downloads for that one guy.
Yeah, yeah. It's insane on certain people. It really is. I mean, Megan Ward was... Yeah, I don't know either. I really don't know. And not for nothing, Michael Knight, I really thought we would have more people in the chat room for him. And you know what I'm saying? The other night, Kamar De Los Reyes, I thought I would have more people in the chat room for him. Nope. It's certain people, I really don't understand it, you know? It's Super Post is saying General Hospital has a more solid cast that attracts a larger variety of fans, which is true. But I think it's also a matter, you know what, it's like a love-hate relationship with GH. So many people hate it, but it's like a serious train wreck, and they just got to keep watching it. You know, it's like a lot of people hate General Hospital that are long, long-time fans, but they just don't stop watching it.
I'm one of them.
Another thing I've noticed about it, though, with Michael E. Knight, he's a huge actor, you know.
Exactly.
I think that when you got him, if you get him on the line, the thing I've noticed is that once he appears on the show, once everybody hears him, then the word starts to spread. And it's like, I'm listening to Michael E. Knight, like, right now on here, you got to listen to the show. And then all of a sudden, the link gets posted everywhere, and then all these people would start showing up in your chat room. It's not right in the beginning, but it's like, as soon as they know that he's actually here, that's when they start getting people.
Yeah, but you know... I don't know, because sometimes, I mean, I've had, even with people like Graham Bunn, for instance, his interview, before I even got into the chat room, there were people in there 15 minutes before the show, and by the time he was actually on the phone, I had almost 200 people in the chat room. It was insane. Mm-hmm. And that's Graham Bunn from Bachelorette. Are you kidding me?
From the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
You know, and here you're talking about people like Michael Knight, and then, you know, you post it in the, all the AMC places, and you would think that, you know, and if you know Stardust Radio or Buzzworthy or whatever, then you know, well, you know what, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to see. And you have like we pretty much have the same listeners, and, you know, they know that, you know, it's not like there's forever no-shows, so you should know that they're going to be there. So say, like with Kamar, I really expected a lot more people to be in the chat room. He was there, he was late, but he was there. And I don't think I had more than 15 people in the chat room.
Nope.
Hmm.
Not one person from his fan club came into the chat room or even called.
Really?
Not one.
What does that say about him, though? That's a shame.
Well, I wouldn't. Maybe it's his representation. I don't know. You know? I mean, not one single person from his. I mean, and it was posted all over MySpace. So why, you know, and not one person from his fan club called in. So I just, Sabine Singh, I was going to have her on the show, but she really didn't want to come on. And I, you know what, I really don't blame her. She don't want to get all involved in,
Well, what happened that did she eventually?
Well,
let, you know, it's firing from all my children. Oh, she don't want to get into that.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't blame her. Christina Chambers didn't want to do that either, and I would never make somebody talk about something that they don't want to talk about. And Christina came on, and she had a good time, and I simply posted before Christina came on, you know, keep your one life to live stuff out of it. You know, I mean,
unless it's past storylines on the show, or how did she work with her? Person she loved working with? You know, all that jazz. But not talk about her firing and all that, or Susie Haskell, all that jazz. That's what was written on that board, and people obviously took heart to that. Took it to heart. They did not mention it
they
one night.
They always
people, when we on Joanne, they didn't mention
right.
it one night, one iota that night.
Right.
Not one.
That's the one thing that pisses I've noticed a lot of the fans off, only because it pisses them off a lot that when they want to know all of the burning stuff, like what went down behind the scenes, especially with Sabine, you know, everybody said to me, try and get Sabine on your show so she can talk about what happened to AMC. I didn't want to talk about it. Number
right.
one, I didn't want to talk about it because I felt she'd be uncomfortable doing that.
Right.
Right.
You know, I did not want to have that burden on her to actually,
right.
you know, you'll get that one phone call that'll come on and actually ask probably one of those questions.
Exactly.
How are you supposed to get out of that?
You're right.
Except actually going, I'm sorry, but this conversation is not leading to this direction. If you can steer into another direction with your question, or you had another question, please ask it. But this is not the time to ask this question. I don't think it's appropriate. I don't think it's necessary. I mean, I think if it gets to that point, I think you should say that. But how exactly?
Yeah, well, we've had a couple of those.
You know what I would have done? I would have probably changed the subject right away and say, let's talk about your background a little bit, about you grew up with Indian roots with your mother. What is your father was an Indian, half Indian, and your mother's like what? I forgot what it was. It was half German, half Mother, whatever it is.
Georgia, what's her nationality?
What's her nationality?
She's half Indian and something about Native American, something like, I don't know. But I spoke to her about it before. She was like Christina was. And I spoke to Christina a week before the interview, and I explained to her, like, if anything was to happen, then we would take care of it or whatever. But like I said, she did fine, and she had a great time. She did really well, and the fans really liked hearing from her. And nothing was really said that, you know what I mean? But Sabine was a lot more hesitant because of the way things went down. And, you know, a lot of people do want to know what happened, but, you know, what really did happen is not very easy for her to talk about, too. People need to think about that, too.
Absolutely,
right.
Georgia. Absolutely.
Yeah, because it was confirmed a lot of the stories that were going around. There were bits and pieces going around, and then there was one person claiming to be her best friend that it was talking about it. But it was confirmed in one of the Silk magazines saying that she did actually say some of these things did happen. She didn't specify which ones, but
right.
it was horrific treatment that nobody should ever have to undergo. And if Sabine ever did come onto this show, that's right, Superposter had it on his
yeah.
blog about what happened. But if she ever came on this show, and I know Georgette would reassure her, I have that dump button, and boy, I can use it because I've
she
done
used it.
It
the other day, as a matter of fact. It was
that's
fabulous.
Right. Forbes March, some lady tried to come on and get a little forward and flip with him. I said, oh, no, bye-bye. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And then there are some who do like to talk about stuff that went behind the scenes. I don't know, Tony, you were there or not, when Scott Bryce did the show, he was very forward about what happened on the show, why he left, why he was gone.
I was not on that show on that day, Novell, but what you're mentioning was that you're absolutely right about that. People have liked to talk behind the scenes.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me interrupt real quick. We got 1 minute remaining. So we all heard what Georgette said about Michael. We'll get him rescheduled. I'll post everything on the blog. And go to stardishradio.com for details of the calendar and all that. Don't forget, tomorrow I'm just doing some reruns tomorrow, David Fumero, then Melissa Fumero the following day. September 12th will be Bob Guinea and Eden Regal to come on and talk about their show, Cooking to Get Lucky. So come and join us for that one on September 12th. And I have another actress coming on towards the end of the month. Her name is Robin Sidney. Go check her out. So there's going to be some other ones added in between. So just keep checking the calendar. And we're going to go into archives, and whoever's on the phone is going to stay on the phone. But in the meantime, I'm just going to take us out with a little promotion. So everybody just hush up. Let's leave it with Eden.
Hey, I'm Eden Regal on Stardish. Thank you so much for listening.
Okay, we're back. In archive. I wonder why, I don't know, the switchboard is up now, but like the past couple of shows, it's been cutting off right at the time, and I haven't been able to see it, so I don't know what the deal is with that.
Well, I guess that's what happens. When time is up, time is up. So, yeah, I think you can do about that.
Yeah. I don't know, but, whatever the case is, when, Michael,
when
I'll find out about
go.
Yeah, it's as simple as that, you know, I'll find out about Michael in the morning, and, people are talking about 90210.
New 90210 tomorrow, 2 hour event.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow night.
Yes.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's going to be shown on my station here in Chicago later in my show. I'll be due to a Cubs ball game here in Chicago, so it'll be showing around 10:30 local time here. But, yeah, I'm going to check it out tomorrow night for sure.
Yeah.
We're talking
about
getting Jenny Garth and Shannon, Joanne.
Well, you know what? That's a nice wish list. I don't think it would really be that terrible. I mean, seriously, Lori Loughlin might actually come on the show. No, I don't think it will be. I'm actually waiting to hear from Lori Loughlin, and so we'll see what happens. You know.
Yeah, I'm waiting to hear back about Shannon Dari myself, and Jenny Garth I did put in, but Jenny's not doing radio interviews at this time, so.
Just
gotta try again later on. That's all.
That's all, you know. Every couple of weeks, you start sending out some emails.
Absolutely.
You know, but absolutely.
I just want you to know, if you got Lori Loughlin on, that would make my dreams come true.
Shut up, really?
That was like on
really?
Full House, man.
Well, now, do you remember, Georgette, I told you about my friend, my Aunt Marion's friend. Her name is Terry Davis. She used to be on a soap years ago called Edge of Night.
Yes.
And, Lori Loughlin was also on Edge of Night. And every year when you go to Fan Club Weekend down there in California, they still have past cast event for Edge of Night, and Lori Loughlin goes to it all the time. And Terry is still really good friends with her, so she was going to speak to her on my behalf. To have her come on the show.
If we're getting Lori Loughlin, let's go for John Stamos while we're at it.
could you imagine?
I think he's a little busy with his ER schedule because you know
think
the ER.
I would die. Just so everybody knows.
And I believe ER is his final. It's going to be starting his final season, believe it or not, on the air on
yeah,
NBC later this month.
Hey,
yeah,
Blog Talk Radio
him.
Can have on Brad Pitt. It can have on John Stamos. I mean, it can happen. If Blob Talk can have
on
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt for real?
Brad Pitt was on with, what's her name?
Ariana Huffington.
Yes, Ariana Huffington. He did a 15-minute spot. But they keep re-airing the same one, too, though. It's about his efforts in New Orleans.
Oh, yay for him.
Yeah, after Hurricane Katrina. Yeah, that was a, that was a good, that was a pretty good story back in the day.
I mean,
it's old now.
Exactly. Also, let me, for the people that are still out there, for I should have said this earlier, Brandon Buddy on One Life to Live, I need you, if you're fans of Brandon Buddy's, send me your names and emails through stardishradio.com. I was put in charge of, well, not in charge of, I was requested to get to gather emails of Stardish Radio listeners that want to be a part of his posse, so to speak. And so if you are a Brandon fan, send me your email addresses and your names, and I will get them over to his people. So I just wanted to throw that out there, too. So that's that. I guess his fan club is up and
running,
changing, and, you know, he's got some stuff going on or whatever, and they asked me to send them some stuff. So I won't send anybody's emails if they didn't want me to. I do have emails, but I won't send them unless, you know, people tell me they want them to go. So, yeah.
So
yeah,
that's
listening? Cool.
Yeah. What?
No comment.
All right, shut up, Georgette, now. All right. Zip it. Zip it. Zip it.
I'm sitting here reading. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, sit there and read. Tomorrow I'm going food shopping, so I'll read when I'm in the grocery store. How about that?
Make sure it's something good.
I think Jenna wants to talk to Georgette. Jenna on the line?
What?
I don't know.
Let me talk to Gio. Are you still on the phone, Jenna? What's your area code? Hello?
815.
She's still... okay. Okay, Jenna, you're on.
Hey.
Hey, Jenna.
What's up?
Hi.
Georgette, you're hilarious. I wanted to know what it was like talking to Melissa Claire Egan. I was listening to that archive over at Buzzworthy like a month ago.
I didn't hear what she said.
She said, what it was like talking to Melissa Claire Egan?
I love her. She's awesome. She's so funny. I didn't get to see her when I was in New York, unfortunately, but I did. And then when I was there in April, I didn't get to see her either, but she's cool. She's cool. Cool to hang out with.
I know. I like the part where they said if she wasn't with Ryan, who else would she be? And she said, I don't know, they're all so damn cute.
She's funny. She's funny.
I want to meet her so bad. I'm loving Annie right now. She's like, Melissa plays crazy very well.
Yes, she does. I was surprised by that, actually.
I know. I like that she choreographed that their dance for Lady Marmalade at the Broadway Cares thing.
Oh,
it was cool.
Videos of that.
I know. I had it on my MySpace for a while.
They did a parody of Lady Marmalade this past March.
Yeah, she actually choreographed the whole thing, which was really surprising. And then people were like, "I didn't know you could dance like that." I saw that on her one day, one camera, one actor thing. They have it on YouTube or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was cool.
She's cool, Pete.
That was the day probably dancing the poles. They were dancing on the poles, you know.
That was funny.
I
was
like
funny that Rebecca Bunning actually took stripper classes. That's funny.
You kidding?
No, she did.
She said it on the show. Yeah, she said it on the show. They actually took stripper classes to do that stuff on the pole.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, it was funny.
They had a Wild Wind event in 2007, and I went to that event. That was probably one of the best All My Children events that I've ever been to in, like, my entire life. We got to sit there and hang out with them and, like, really talk to them about stuff that we wanted to talk to them about. And they were really cool. Melissa was really cool with all the fans and everything. And Chriselle was hilarious. And then we got to see Jeff Branson was there and then Aiden. It was good times. That was really cool. Alec Musser was there. So it was really cool.
Yeah, the only fan event I've ever been to is the one where Rebecca and Alicia were in, like, Schaumburg, Illinois, like, promoting Charm or whatever. That's the only fan event I've ever been to.
Yeah,
I want to go to Super Show so bad.
Yeah, I wanted to go see them in Schaumburg. I also wanted to, they were out in Oak Brook, and I was out
that
in Oak Brook Saturday
awesome.
Trying to catch them on there. But I never got an autograph from them because I got there so took off freaking late.
I did. It was amazing.
Lucky you.
I know. I told, like, I was born early, like Ian on the show, so I, like, told Alicia my whole life story, and she was like, I want to see you at Super Soap this year and next year. I'm like, and I can't break my promise because I promised I would go.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
Like, totally.
Oh,
say hi definitely. For me, Georgette.
What?
Say hi for me.
I will. I'll be there.
If I don't get to go, I'm, like, entered in the sweepstakes. I've been entering every day for, like, the past week.
I've been entering every day for the past week, dude. Yeah.
Hopefully we, like, get something.
I live right there, so I have to go.
Dude, you are lucky as hell, man.
I'm from
Illinois, so it's like,
if I don't go, I'll hear shit from people. Where were you? How come you weren't here?
Like, I've been a soap fan ever since I was, like, 2003, really. But my mom used to watch Days when I was, like, 3, and now she doesn't watch it anymore, and she's surprised that I like soap operas. It's like, Ma, you used to torture me and make me watch them when I was 3. And that's why I like them. Shit. It's funny. And she gets on my nerves. She's like, why do you have to spend so much time on this? Because fans are loyal, and I'm a very loyal person. Therefore, it works.
Oh, yeah.